This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After today, the federal government is pulling the plug on a clever, some say overly clever, move involving Social Security. The deadline is today and then no more on a maneuver that could mean tens of thousands more dollars for some people nearing retirement. People in their later 60s can still file but decide not to get their Social Security checks until they're 70. If you think you'll live that long, that means more money in your later years. Now, that option stays. But only through today, some spouses could start getting checks early, even though you suspended your checks. This little trick, perfectly legal until tonight, was popularized by Lawrence Kotlikoff, an economics professor at Boston University, who's one of the authors of a best-selling book about maximizing Social Security. He joins us from his office in Massachusetts.
You can go in, file for your retirement benefit, suspend its collection, and that's going to permit your wife or your husband, if they were 62 before January 2nd of this year, when they reach full retirement age, they can collect just a spousal benefit and let their own retirement benefit grow. And that can mean up to $60,000 for that spouse while your own benefit is suspended and still growing.
Now, what if one is divorced? The big deadline today doesn't quite apply.
Yeah, for the divorcees, the deadline of today does not apply. If they were 62 before January 2nd, when they reach full retirement age at 66, they can just go in and ask for a spousal benefit, just a spousal benefit, which will be half of their ex's full retirement benefit, no matter whether their ex is collecting or not. Then at 70, take their own retirement benefit. So for 64-year-olds who are married, for example, there's a big incentive to get divorced.
Wait, that's the move some people are thinking of? We'll get divorced and we'll be able to use that to increase our Social Security payments?
I imagine some people are thinking about doing that. I believe it's legal. That could mean for high income, high earner couples, that could mean $120,000 for the two of them combined.
You know, though, Larry, when we first talked a while back about this, when you talked in detail about the existence of this loophole, we had listeners writing in, a few of them, who thought I was reprehensible for putting you on the air, or you were reprehensible for sharing the existence of this legal maneuver. You think it was wrong to publicize it?
I don't think it's reprehensible for people to be uniformly treated under the law. I think if some people, and some people do know how to get the most benefits from the system, and these are benefits you paid for throughout your life in terms of FICA taxes, everybody should have the same opportunity to get what they paid for. I don't think that's reprehensible. I think the whole system is in major long-term fiscal jeopardy, and that we need to address that. And I've got my ideas, and my co-authors have their different views, but I think you did the right thing putting me on the air.
Lawrence Kotlikoff is a professor of economics at Boston University. That second edition of the bestseller is called Get What's Yours, The Revised Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security. He co-authored that. It's coming out very soon. Larry, thank you.
Hey, my pleasure.